This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli heading to UN headquarters in New York today, leading the Nepali delegation at the 79th session of the United Nations General Assembly. 9th Constitution Day and National Day were marked with a special ceremony at the Army Pavilion in Turik Hill. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli assures of making maximum efforts to garner consensus among all political parties for the amendment of the Constitution. And Hezbollah leader Nasrallah says Israel's Lebanon attacks crossed all red lines. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli is leaving for the United Nations headquarters in New York, leading a Nepali delegation to the 79th session of the United Nations General Assembly, UNGA. The Prime Minister will address the UNGA on September 26th. The theme for the 79th UNGA General Debates is Leaving No One Behind, Acting Together for the Advancement of Peace, Sustainable Development and Human Dignity for Present and Future Generations. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Prime Minister Oli will attend the opening session of the general debate of the 79th UNGA on September 24th and the reception to be hosted by President of the United States Joe Biden on September 25th. While in New York, the Prime Minister will address the Summit of the Future as the chair of the Global Coordination Bureau of Least Developed Countries, LDCs. He will also address the high-level plenary meeting on addressing the existential threats posed by sea level rise and the high-level meeting on antimicrobial resistance, AMR, among others. Prime Minister Oli will be accompanied by his spouse Radhika Sakya, Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Azurana Deoba, Foreign Secretary Sewa Lamsal and other senior officials. He will return home on September 30th. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has said that the instability seen at the political level can be addressed through the amendment of the Constitution. Addressing a special program to mark the 9th Constitution Day and the National Day at the Army Pavilion in Turik Hill of Kathmandu yesterday, the Prime Minister assured that the Constitution amendment process would move ahead with the consent of all political parties representing in the Parliament. The head of the government said maximum efforts would be made to garner consensus among all the parties as far as possible, not only those parties in the government, stating that the struggle is now for the protection and implementation of the rights achieved. The head of the government called on all sides to be committed to political stability, policy-level permanence and the nation's prosperity. Prime Minister Oli made it clear that the policy-wise, the work of preparing the action plan required for the effective execution of the laws formulated for the implementation of fundamental rights has been expedited. In the meantime, a National Day concert was held at Darbar Mag in Kathmandu to commemorate the Constitution Day. The event has drew a huge crowd with attendees waving national flags as national artists showcased their musical performance. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli attended the concert to inspire participants and express his support. In his address, Prime Minister emphasized that the government is committed to fulfilling public expectations by implementing the Constitution. He urged everyone to collaborate for the nation's prosperity. The 9th Constitution Day and National Day were observed across the country to commemorate the promulgation of the Constitution. President Ramchandra Paudel, Vice President Ram Sahai Prasad Yadav, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli, Chief Justice Bishwambar Prasad Shrestha, Speaker of the House of Representatives Devaraj Khemire, National Assembly Chairperson Narayan Prasad Dahal, ministers, federal lawmakers, people's representatives, chiefs of constitutional bodies and security bodies, heads of diplomatic missions, among others, were present on a special program to mark the day at the Army Pavilion in Turik Hill of Kathmandu yesterday. In the meantime, on the occasion of the Constitution Day, government decided to allow the general public temporarily to visit Dharara free of charge until the entry fee is fixed. The first day of public opening saw a large number of people looking forward to visiting the historic and iconic tower. The Dharara was destroyed by the 2015 Gorkha earthquake and was rebuilt to its original structure. The Parliamentary Hearing Committee has approved the names of proposed ambassadors for 16 different countries. The committee meeting held yesterday approved the names of the proposed ambassadors based on a majority. However, according to a member of the committee, Mahesh Bartaula, the nomination of the proposed ambassador to Sri Lanka, Ramakrishna Bhattarai, could not be approved due to the lack of necessary documents. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arzu Rana Doba and her Canadian counterpart Melanie Joly held a bilateral meeting in Ottawa, Canada. The Embassy of Nepal, based in Ottawa, stated in a press release that during the meeting, the two foreign affairs ministers discussed on various aspects of Nepal-Canada ties, mutual interest and concern, as well as on promotion of investment and partnership among the topics. On the occasion, Foreign Minister Dr. Doba praised the cooperation extended to Nepal by Canada in Nepal's democratic process and in drafting the present constitution. Minister Dr. Raj Doba also urged Canada to establish its embassy in Nepal. Canadian Foreign Minister Joly informed Minister Dr. Doba that the government of Canada is prepared to assist Nepal through the Canadian Pension Fund. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Deepak Khadka says the government is working on making laws compatible to the constitution. On the occasion of the 8th Foundation Day of the Nepali Radio Network in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister Khadka mentioned that the government has prioritized the enactment of necessary laws. Energy Minister Khadka noted that the constitution could be amended according to the aspirations of the people and the needs of the country. The Asian Credit Supplementation Institution Confederation ACSIC conference is starting in Kathmandu today. A total of 16 different Asian countries are participating in the conference being held in Nepal after 30 years. Established in 1987, ACSIC is the cooperation of Asia's credit guarantee organizations and is Asia's largest organization designed for credit guarantee. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel is scheduled to inaugurate the conference, also marking the 51st anniversary of the Deposit and Credit Guarantee Fund, DCGF. Deposit and credit guarantors from 16 countries, including host Nepal, are participating in the conference. The conference will run until next Monday. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news updates. Hezbollah's leader has said bomb attacks using thousands of Lebanese armed groups' pagers and radios crossed all red lines and accused Israel of what he said represented a declaration of war. In a much-anticipated speech, Hassan Nasrallah acknowledged Hezbollah had suffered an unprecedented blow, but he vowed it would continue fighting and inflict a just punishment. Israel has not said it was behind the blast on Tuesday and Wednesday, which Lebanese authorities said killed 37 people and wounded 3,000. The Israeli military said it was operating to degrade Hezbollah's terrorist capabilities and infrastructure, and to bring security to northern Israel. 11 months of cross-border fighting between Hezbollah and Israel sparked by the war in Gaza have killed hundreds of people, most of them Hezbollah fighters, and displaced tens of thousands on both sides of the border. Hezbollah said it is acting in support of the Palestinian armed group Hamas. Now, the weather forecast for the country for today. With the influence of monsoon across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur in some places of Kosi, Bagmati and Karnali province, and at a few places in Gandaki province, and at one or two places in the rest of the country today. The division further states that the monsoon low pressure line is situated towards the north than its normal position in the country's western parts and around towards the south than its normal position in the eastern part of the country. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 21.2 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 32.6 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli heading to UN headquarters in New York today, leading the Nepali delegation at the 79th session of the United Nations General Assembly. 9th Constitution Day and National Day were marked with a special ceremony at the Army Pavilion in Turikhel. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli assures of making maximum efforts to garner consensus among all political parties for the amendment of the Constitution. And Hezbollah leader Nasrallah says Israel's Lebanon attacks crossed all red lines. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.